Hey, greetings everyone. It's Brother Two Post, StoneParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, we just arrived in a new town and we're working our way towards another street preach. And I wanted to bring a teaching audio to you called Feminism is Satanic. Feminism is Satanic. Yeah, this post is going to be aimed mostly at women and involves men too, though. And I want to talk about first, I want to read some scriptures that talks about how God created women for a wonderful purpose. Genesis 2, 20 through 24. And Adam gave names to all cattle and all the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmate for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from him, made he a woman and brought unto her the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. Flesh she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Yeah, so that's the verse where it talks about God ordaining marriage, husbands and wives. And so women have an awesome role in God's world, in God's creation. They're the tool by which he brings life into the world, and he gives them an awesome mission. They were the first ones to tell of Christ's resurrection, and they were used in spreading the gospel. So I just wanted to cover that to see that this is not a trashing of women. No, God has a great role for women in the proper authority lines. But sadly, most of the world and the cultures and women, and men too, have fallen into this sin of feminism. And I want you to see by this teaching how serious feminism is and at its root where it came from. So we're going to talk about this and go through a few points. There's many, many sins that the world has fallen into, but I have to tell you, here in America, I'm sure it's this way in the world, it's probably the most common sin we see is feminization. It is everywhere. And recently we were out street preaching outside of a religious body, peacefully on a public sidewalk, and a woman came out and was getting in our face and yelling and acting all goofy, acting out in total feminism, rebuking me, harassing my quiet wife just standing there. And so I want to explain to you what feminism is, why it's satanic, and give you some points about it, all right? So first, why do I say feminism is satanic? Well, feminism, first of all, is anything that women do and men approve of it that goes outside of God's order for women. This would be things like lady pastors, lady elders, uncovering your head, not dressing biblically, rebuking men, ruling over men in the house, not striving to be Titus II keepers, using their hair and makeup and jewelry as sexual tools. All of these things that are outside of what God's ordained for a woman. That would be feminism. And then men that promote any of that, they're feminized. That makes sense? And then satanic. What is satanic? Well, that is something that's of Satan. Satan, the enemy of our soul, God's enemy. So feminism is satanic. Where do we see the first feminization? Where do we see it? We see it all the way back in Genesis 3. I'm going to read you 1 through 6. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, let us not eat of it, neither shall touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall surely not die. For God does know that in that day ye eat of it, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof, did eat. She also gave it to her husband with her, and he did eat. All right, so Satan goes to Eve outside of the headship order. Eve listens to him. She goes outside of her ordained role to be man's helper. And what does she do? She sins, and she offers Adam sin, and he sinned right with her. They were both guilty. So this is the very root of feminism. Satan went after Eve. Later in the New Testament, Paul says that Eve was deceived, so women are subject to certain things in the New Testament, not teaching. And this is God's ordained way from the beginning, was that women would be men's helpers. So I want to look at, I think I got 6 points here about why feminism is satanic and like Satan. All right, we're going to talk about this. Let's look at a few. Number one, pride. In great pride, Satan fell. He wanted to be like God. Isaiah 14, 13 through 14. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit upon the mount of congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Pride. Satan first fell into sin. The very first sin was pride. Go read Proverbs 6. God hates pride. How do we tie this to feminization? Women and men that support it often act in great pride to rule over men, usurp authority, show off their hair, their bodies, whatever. This is very satanic-like. Feminization is built on gender pride. I'm a woman. I'm going to rise up. I'm going to do all these things God said I shouldn't do. Pride. That's one point that shows feminization is satanic. How about number two? Lies. Women and men that support it who engage in feminization are keeping and practicing many lies. Lies like you can be a pastor, you can usurp authority over men, you can rebuke men, you can neglect your role in the home as your main authority or your main role over a man's authority. All of these things are lies. Uncover your head, not dress biblical, lies. But God has ordained a different way, and women reject it, just like Satan, who is a liar. John 8, 44. And when he speaketh his own, for he is a liar. He's the father of lies, Jesus said. Feminization is rooted in lies. Like Satan, the father of lies, feminization is satanic because of pride, because of lies. Let's keep going. Number three, how about rebelling against authority? God's given authority. Women who are feminists and men that support them have authority issues. They won't submit and be humble and poor in spirit to live out the authority they have. They have authority issues. Satan did this very thing. Matthew 4, 9. And he said unto him, all these things will I give unto thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Satan wanted Christ to worship him, offered him all the kingdoms of the world. Satan wanted authority over God himself. Feminization does the same thing, wants its own authority outside of God's order. Feminization goes outside, rebelling against authority. In that, it's satanic. In pride, in lies, and rebellion against authority, feminization is satanic. We're not done. Number four, sexual issues. Yeah, we often see Satan and occult worship is involved in sexual things. Adultery, porn, there used to be temple harlots, there probably is somewhere still, and homosexuality, closely linked to both Satan and to feminization. Many men are feminized by feminist women. Women hate men, they go and run with women. This is all linked to sexual sin. Why is this? Satan, the enemy, loves to destroy God's creation, man and woman. And by getting people in sexual sin, what does he do? He gets them to sin against their body. Homosexual sin against their body. People in adultery and fornication sin against their body. What does Paul say? 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee fornication, but every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. And 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which you are. There you go. You sin against your body, the Bible says God will destroy you. And what does John 10:10 say about Jesus? Or excuse me, about what did Satan say about Jesus? Excuse me, I'm not saying this right. John 10:10, what did Jesus say about the thief who could be linked to Satan? The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I can't talk today. I come that they may have life and that they may have life more abundantly. Yeah, Satan, the enemy, uses sexual deviation and perversion and fornication for the destruction of God's creation. Feminization does the same exact thing. Women use their body. They use a perverse sex. Men do it too. They use this. Feminization is like Satanism because of using sexual sin, because of using rebellion, because of using lies, and they're rooted in pride. We're not done. How about number five? Murder. Yeah, in John 8, it tells us Satan is a murderer. Yeah, he wants to kill God's creation. Ye are of the father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. All right, feminization. Yeah, in America and around the world has caused massive amounts of murder. How? Abortion. Feminists have said, it's my body, I'll do whatever I want, and they've killed untold of unborn babies throughout centuries, throughout man's history, but many in my lifetime. 60 million here in America in my lifetime. So feminization leads to murder. Satan is a murderer. So feminization is satanic because of murder, because of sexual reasons, because of rebelling, because of lies, and because of pride. One more. Number six, worship of self and idols in rebellion. Yeah, Satan loves to steal God's worship. We saw when he wanted Jesus to worship him in Matthew 4. But you ever notice something? God is clearly masculine in the scriptures. Do you ever notice how many false religions and idols and Gaia worship there is where they worship the earth as a female? They have female idols. They lift up female deities. Yeah. Satan rebels against God and then deceives people like feminists and men who are feminists and gets them to be involved in false worship, which is really nothing more than witchcraft. Why do I say that? 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23. And Samuel hath the Lord great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than to the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Did you catch that? Rebellion is like witchcraft. You're going against God's ways. That means you're telling God you know better. That means you're practicing spiritual witchcraft. So we're to test and examine all these things. And when you test and examine feminization, it's satanic in nature because worship and rebellion and self-worship, murder, it's likened unto Satanism. Sexual issues and perversion, it's likened unto Satanism. Rebelling against God's authority, it's like Satanism. Lies, rooted in lies, like Satanism. And pride, the whole beginning of sin was Satan falling into pride. God hates pride. So again, we're supposed to test everything. When you examine feminization, you see that it truly is satanic in nature. And look at the damage that feminization that women have caused and men who support it have caused. It's happened all over the world, still going on today. And I would encourage you, any of you saints that are seeking the truth, root out any feminization in your life, men and women. Honor God, stay in his authority, stay in the roles God gave us. That's good and God-honoring to do that. And the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you, James 4:7. That'll go a long way in feminization too. Resist it, resist all those ways I just talked about. Flee from every form of evil and we'll glorify God. Last point, feminization in the last 100 years really came along. Do you know why? It really grew up strong in the last 100 years, 150 years. Because of war. World wars caused men to go fight and kill, and then women were brought out of the homes and into factories and into the culture to work. So there you go. Murder, rebellion, and killing help further feminization in the culture. Yeah, we see that all over the place. So ponder all of this. Test feminization. You'll see it's satanic at its core. And then Jesus told us in Matthew 10, be wise as a serpent. Yeah, be wise as that enemy, the serpent. Don't let feminization in, saints, seekers, if you're listening. Test it all to the word of God. Root it out in every way. Walk in the authority lines that God's given you. Lift up God's ways and his word, and you will not be deceived by the enemy of your soul, Satan, the devil, who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Hey, this has been Brother Two Posts. We love you all. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Check out the gospel. Make sure you're following it. Check out all our thousands of resources. And we're out preaching the gospel every day in the streets, headed for another big preaching event. Yeah, I'll remind people about feminization. Every time I go preaching, Sister Amma and I have to deal with women that want to get in my face and rebuke me, tell me how the Bible isn't true, or twist God's word. All acts of feminization, let that not be so of God's people. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.